Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm just in PC World, or Curry's slash PC World, with my brother in Chesterfield in Derbyshire. And it's an absolute minefield nowadays, isn't it? You know, because I've stuck with, like, Apple and my MacBook over the years, I'm totally, like, out of the loop with processors and graphics cards and stuff like that. Because I'm not really a gamer, but my brother, he is quite a gamer actually, and he's a security guard, and he works nights, and he's been told he's not allowed to bring his PlayStation in anymore, and been told to get a laptop instead. So we've come to Curry's slash PC World in Chesterfield for him to buy a laptop, and I thought to myself on the way here, I've got no idea what the latest and greatest things are, and we've just been looking at all the spec of the laptops. I mean, where I'm stood now, there's the little notebooks for £179, 1 gig of memory, etc., etc. And they've got it laid out quite well in price order. And I'm sure it's always been this way, but it seems that a comparable spec laptop, he's just bought one now for £399 as a HP laptop. That was kind of his limit, really, budget-wise. And it's got 8 gigabyte memory, 1 terabyte hard drive, and the processor and graphic cards. I don't really understand the spec quality anymore, really. But then if you walk over to this beautiful looking Sony stand, you've got laptops that are £1,000 that aren't even comparable to the one that he's just bought for £399. So you pay the price to look pretty as well, you really do. Says the Mac boy. I've just been stood next to the Mac stand. Ooh, the MacBook Air. Ooh, the iMac. Pretty, pretty. I want one. I've got the old MacBook, but the MacBook Air, you could almost slice your finger on how slick and how sharp the lines are on it. I don't quite know why that alarm is in the background. Excuse me. I've looked at the MacBook Air continuously over the last few months, perhaps, since it came out. Has it been out about a year now, perhaps? But every time I go to the Apple store in Meadow Hall, or there's an Apple reseller in Derby, I just think to myself, ooh, it looks nice, so sharp. And then I walk around the corner now to the MacBook Pro with Retina display. But then, it makes me feel sick when I look how much they cost. MacBook Pro 15-inch with Retina display, 2.6GHz, 512GB of flash storage, £2,299. I'm sure it's absolutely excellent. When I bought my MacBook Pro, because I'm a pauper, I went for the cheapest version. And that was around about £849. And it's an 11-inch display, I think. But that is still as fast as it was the day I bought it. I've upgraded the RAM, so it's now even faster. I've never had any problems at all with my MacBook, and I've had that around about 4 years now. And the entry-level MacBook Air is 849, 11-inch, 64GB of flash storage. And obviously the flash memory is better than physical hard drive. I do understand that part of it. But yeah, laptops, computers, it's a minefield. And I do remember Paul O'Mahony and Roger Overall talking about something on the Business Jazz podcast, saying that laptops will have the day. I mean, desktops, are they a niche market now? People that are gamers will want desktops. But I don't remember the last time I ever used a desktop computer. We haven't got one at home. We had one, but I don't know where it's gone. I think it may well be in the loft. And it's only places like this, specialist places, where you can buy things like this. I mean, they don't sell it in the supermarkets or things like that. They just sell laptops. So the desktops have had the day. Or laptops going to have the day, and it's all going to become tablet only. It'll be interesting to see. Because I've just walked around to another display now, and it's the all-in-one PCs, touchscreen. And they're basically trying to go the same way as the iMac has been for years. just the display with the actual gubbins, that's probably a Derbyshire word, all the stuff built inside. So there's no desktop box, if you know what I mean, it's just the screen. But where's it going to go? It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Because I remember when I bought my first digital camera, trying to get 64 megabyte flash stick, compact flash card, and it was around about £80, whereas now you can get an 8 gigabyte one for about £8. So, anyway, this is getting thoughts out, and there's an obnoxious alarm in the background, so I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all again soon.